Apologize. Another reason to call R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're bigger, longer, they're less expensive, they're serviced more frequently, and they're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. R&R Portable Toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
We didn't grow to be one of the biggest family-owned banks by standing still. And we haven't stayed family-owned for over 100 years by forgetting where we came from or who we serve. Our goal is helping you reach yours. That's what it means to be a part of First Bank, where being treated like family means something and where relationships come first. After all, you don't have to be around for a century to know what counts, but it helps. Let's look ahead. First Bank. Member FDIC.
For your real estate needs, you need the K-Bova Selling Team. Now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K-Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Carruthers at 314-292-6201.
That Christmas-sounding music is doesn't sound so out of place this time of year, does it?
No. Decorations are already up in the store.
Almost ready to play Christmas music. And once again, when we do, we will be the only station to warn people about the filthy, disgusting lyrics in a couple of songs, namely Brenda Lee's Rock Around the Christmas Tree. That's our obligation. We just feel we should do it. Here's another obligation. That's to help people with their questions about their pets. Dr. Doug is with us. His full name is Dr. Douglas Granville Preston Pernikoff IV.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I've never mentioned that before. He is heir to a tremendously wealthy family, the Von Pernikoffs. They dropped the Von because they thought it made them sound, you know, too snooty.
Oh, yeah.
So they just went with Pernikoff. And he's here, even though he doesn't have to work, he loves animals. He's here to help you with yours. If you have questions, no matter what the pet, he's here for you. He can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There is an easy-to-use app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free, and we'd love for you to download it. If you have questions, here's the number to call, and we jump right in. There is no monologue. You need to call right now, 314-969-KTRS. If you don't like letters, here are the numbers, 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Would you please give a big, rousing AM and the PM round of applause to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 everyone. How are you all today?
Doctor, we're fantastic. How are you?
I am Dr. Von Pernikoff, and I am AM and the P.
In the world.
Hey, well, he went back to the old name.
Hey, yeah, Frank. I decided that there's money there. I'm going for it.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, how is everybody going?
Great. Dan, you had a question.
Great. I have a question for Frank. Are you getting things on your screen?
Yeah, Barbara.
Barbara, I have Rob and TW.
I have Barbara. No, I have Barbara. We've got glitches and malfunctions in the screen stuff.
Yes.
I will send you a quick message, see if your screen pops up with... Hang on a minute. Sorry, everybody, but this is what happens when you have old... Oh, I do have it now.
Okay, good.
I have it. Barbara, Rob, and TW. Is that what I'm supposed to have?
Yes.
All right. Now, enough of that. Let me give the numbers one more time. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug, Dan has a cold. So
I noticed. Yeah.
Don't get too close to the phone.
I won't.
Could come through.
Can I make an alert for people?
You can
Halloween?
Do whatever you want.
Okay, Halloween's coming, and we always, it's a great time, it's fun, but many, many animals get hurt sometimes because kids are a little bit rambunctious. We get animals that have firework exposure.
I didn't realize that people set off fireworks on Halloween.
I've seen a lot of burns and stuff like that. From animals that get too close to something, and of course kids can be really nasty and do kinds of weird things. So please protect your pets, get them inside for the evening, and it's just a little short warning.
Especially the black cats. I mean, people really like, if somebody has a black cat and they let them out, kids,
they like what?
They will be mean to them, and just mean and just...
injurious.
Yes.
So I would think, too, that a lot of... pets, like if you have a dog in the house or a cat, I don't think about cats, and these creepy looking characters come to the door, doesn't that freak a lot of pets out?
It could, yeah. So that's another good point, since there's so much activity, dogs and cats that are kind of, cats usually find a way to hide anyway, but if your dog is kind of excitable, this would be a good time to hide him in a bedroom or downstairs for a few hours and just make sure he's safe and doesn't have to go through any of that stress.
There you go. And I guess there's some kids that take the dogs with them trick-or-treating. Well, I have no problem with that if the dog is, you know, comfortable, like you said, not jittery. And it's kind of a nice a little bit of safety and protection for younger kids to have the German Shepherd with them if they go
out. No chocolate, no candies to the dog.
All right. We've heard that forever. No chocolate.
We'll
get a lot of calls here. You ready to go?
I sure am.
We start with Barbara. Barbara, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Could you talk a little bit louder, Barbara?
Sure.
There you go.
I just ask about body odor on my doggie. She's just darling, and I give her regular baths, but I've never had a beagle before. Would this be because she's a beagle that she has kind of a gamey smell?
Yeah, I would make sure that the odor is not coming from his anal glands.
I knew it. I knew anal glands would come in.
Or his mouth, because the teeth can be a problem, or the ears. Those are the three areas. Typically, they don't have sweat glands in their armpits. They have sweat glands between their feet, their digits. So it's not likely they're going to have that kind of odor. But, you know, let your vet just check out, make sure he doesn't have, like, a mild seborrhea, which is kind of an oily film.
I just had a vet look at her, and she said her coat was perfect, and that I bathe her regularly.
We're back to anal glands.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even girls have that problem?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't know about girls, but girl dogs do.
But anal gland is not a male or female dog issue.
No,
they both have them.
Have you
even
expressed them recently?
No, I never have had that done. Maybe I should.
I would check that out, because I bet you'll find that might be the source of your problem.
And you don't want to do it yourself, Barbara. You don't want to do it.
No.
You don't want to do it.
Well, Dr. Doug's office, would Dr. Doug do that?
Well, he does it all
the
Dr. time.
Dr. Doug would love to do that. Yeah. The dog, of course.
That's one of his specialties.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Barbara, in my 50s, I had a tremendous body odor, and I went in and Dr. Doug expressed my anal glands. I've never had a problem since then.
Yep.
Wow.
We've been close ever since.
Bring me the 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, shut up. Thank you, Barbara. Yeah.
Bye, see, Barbara.
Why do you turn on me?
I don't know.
Wow. I had a friend when I was growing up, and they had a Cocker Spaniel, and that dog had the smelliest ear. Ears.
Yes.
Oh, man, the ears.
We have some
so bad.
Animals will walk in the door, and they've had chronic ear infections, and you can smell them literally 20 feet away.
Yeah. Well, the animals just walk in the door by themselves, no owner. They just, yeah. That's how bad it is. I'm going myself.
Rello.
Dr. Doug.
I want to see Rocker Rob.
Yeah.
Rob is next. Rob, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Rob.
I'm AM and PM.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah. What you got?
So, okay, Dr. Doug, I have a black lab. He's a very hyper dog, and he has been getting out of his fence, as in chewing through it.
Okay.
You got any suggestions for me for keeping him in?
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you.
Do you have any suggestions for me for trying to keep him in?
Are you talking about a yard fence, a limiting fence?
One of them chain link fences.
He chews through metal?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he chews through mud.
This is some dog.
He grabs a hold of it and pulls it out straight, and then he gets out or he pulls it.
Oh, okay, so he's kind of stretching it. Well, obviously what you want to do is kind of find a way to support that and secure it to the base, maybe a concrete trim right along the end.
Okay, I mean, he gets plenty of exercise. So.
Yeah. He's just got a lot of energy. There is, I mentioned last time or the time before, a product called Zilkeen, which is some vets have. That's a kind of a nutraceutical that calms them, and that might be worth giving them. It's totally harmless, or some people use a little Benadryl.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, obviously the thing to do is secure the fence so it can't happen.
Yeah.
And he knows what he can do now, so you've got to correct that immediately. And
or pull all his teeth, Rob, or put him to sleep.
No,
those are the other two options.
He's probably got worn canines.
That dog's got some tough teeth. If he rips chain link fences, that's a tough dog.
And he gets to walk at least 3 miles a day that I walk.
Yeah.
So he's getting plenty of exercise.
He just wants to be with you. I've got a dog that stays on my heels. Wherever I go, if I take one step this way, he's there. I take one step the other way. And this sounds like your dog, exactly.
Yes. He's very attached to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I would start with that.
All right, Rob.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah.
T.W. is next. T.W., say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Frank, and the gang, AM and the PM. All righty. Hey, Dr. Doug, if you probably saw me, you'd remember me. We used to have Rudy the iguana. We'd come to see you.
Yep.
We have a question. We're considering rescuing a dog that has an ear problem. The dog is a bull terrier, and it's been crated, and the people weren't keeping or letting the dog out all that often. So over a course of time, the flap versus, erect. And I was wondering if we were to rescue that dog, if this bull terrier's ears could be corrected to the proper stance that they should be for the breed.
You know, it's a possibility, and there's a couple different ways to do it. You can actually try and tighten that skin and kind of create, have them stand more erect and then put a support in there, and just like you're retraining them all over again. So a little bit of surgery, a little bit of bandaging might be it. Some people, in some cases, I've seen them actually trim them shorter just to get them to stand. So it would really be have your veterinarian take a look at it and give an assessment. And if you're not happy with what you hear, I have I can refer a vet on the phone when you call that's excellent with these ear situations.
Or stick a Viagra pill in each ear and they'll stand right up. But only for 4 hours.
But the first deal is to get those ears cleaned up. That's really critical because otherwise whatever you do isn't going to work. It's just going to destroy.
Yeah, the animal's a real good-looking animal, but the people who had the dog before didn't take good care.
We hear that so many times.
I've had a bull terrier before, but it's unfortunate. It's a real good-looking brindle, but...
it sounds like it needs a good home, and it sounds like you're a good home.
I try.
Thank you, T.W.
Hey, gang. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Charlie, a female Charlie. Charlie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I am AM and PM.
Hallelujah. I could listen to you talk all day.
A situation where I have to rehome my kitty cat.
Okay.
And she's the love of my life. I've had her for 12 years. And I'm thinking that the best way or the best home that I could find for her...
Heaven.
It's going to be if I get her declawed.
Well, that's truly a good thought because a lot of people, it's going to be difficult enough just to get the rehoming because of the age of the cat.
Exactly.
So anything you can do, I would make sure you have your vet do a validation, examination, all the shots are up to date, anything you need to do with it, and then get the declaw done. Or there is a procedure called a tendinectomy that's a lot less painful. You know, people don't like to do declaws because you're literally doing an amputation of that third digit.
Well, that's what I wanted to know is what does that entail?
Well, it's a surgical anesthesia, so they don't feel anything then, but you'll have to use some pain medications for a few days afterwards, and older cats have a little harder time healing sometimes, not always. So just make sure that your vet's comfortable doing it. Some will, some won't. So, but I think you're right. I think if you're going to try it.
They literally take the tips of the
this, you know, if you look at your finger, you've got three components of that finger, and they take the bottom, the top one right where the nail is and literally cut right through it. So it's a true amputation, and that's why people are against it. So an alternative is when you do the tendinectomy, the middle part of the digit, you put a little cut right in there, you pull the ligament out or a tendon out, and you cut it on both ends, and you close it up with glue, and they heal in no time. It's a lot more humane. They still have the nails, but they can't extend them to cause the kind of damage you can do with it.
And what is the pain thing for them, though? I mean, if
we have a product, this product that vets use called Onsior, and now there's a new product out, forgot the name of it, but it's on the tip of my tongue, but that is useful, and it's very, very helpful. But if you call, I can get you a name. I just don't have it right off the top of my head.
Hey, Dr. Doug, is that tendon thing, is that better for an older cat?
I think so. Like I said, you still have to trim the nails, but it's, you know, they can't extend and cause damage.
Yeah,
and I would just,
I do,
and what I would tell people
is
that the cat's had a tendinectomy or it's had its nails fixed so they can't hurt the furniture.
Yeah, because she's a kneader.
You know,
she likes
definitely
to
want to do that.
You know, and that's, I know that's hardwired in their head, so I know that's just
give it to her baker.
Well, the nice thing about the tendinectomy is that
Frank, you're so silly.
I didn't say that. I wouldn't say anything that stupid. That was peon. I don't say silly stuff.
If the tendinectomy didn't satisfy you, you haven't jeopardized the option to go and do the full declaw.
And Barbara, if you don't want to go all the way with a tendinectomy, you can do a 9-denectomy or even an 8-denectomy.
Oh, my goodness.
Or 7-denectomy.
So silly.
Yeah.
You're just silly.
You love it, Barbara. You love it. You know
so much,
it.
Dr. Doug. I really appreciate,
thank
you know, because I'm worried about my, you know, this. She's my heart. She's my sibling.
Yeah. No,
and, you know, I just love her to death. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
I like the bakery.
Also, you would. We failed to mention, I meant to mention this to her, that there is a procedure to grind down those claws, and they actually use sand, like on sandpaper. They only do it around Christmas time. It's the sand declaws.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, if Rob still even wants to be a part of this, no, I'm sorry, Charlie, if he's still...
No, that was Bill.
Okay, now, if Bill wants to be part of this, holy cow, Bill, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Apparently, it's ear day.
Must
hey,
be.
Bill, how are you?
Must be.
Good. I have a large-sized dog, and the dog had, I guess, otitis media or otitis externa, and ended up with an oral hematoma.
Uh-huh.
And I took him to the vet. They gave me a couple of options. We actually had it drained. And after it was aspirated, they said it may come back, may not come back. It's been about a week, and it's filled up again.
Yeah, that draining doesn't work unless you either, most people will put, inject a little anti-inflammatory right into the pond to help it heal. And we found that rather than surgery, we can cure almost all of them with a laser treatment. It's cold laser, and it helps that tissue heal. And it's become much more popular in veterinary medicine. It used to be in the human industry only, but but that would be an alternative that's non-surgical. The final endpoint sometimes is you have to just do surgery, which is not a big deal, but it just, you know, a different event. You know, you have to anesthetize them and everything else. So
I'd heard the cold laser for a lot of soft tissue healing in the human, but not the dog. And I didn't want to do the surgery. It's an older dog with the Victorian collar and all that other stuff.
Right. So what you should expect, especially for a big dog, you'll drain it and inject some anti-inflammatory, and then you may have to drain it. You'll see that it'll reduce in size with each treatment, and the amount I can't predict, obviously, but it might take 3 or 4 laser treatments, and you might have to tap it a little bit each time just to make sure there's no pockets filling. But it's very, very effective.
any risk of a thrombus forming that would have to be taken out?
No, I've never seen that. Now, usually, if you open them surgically, you'll find some degree of clot, but not much.
All right. Oh, that's great. I'll definitely have to get a hold of you because I would love that option versus
sure.
surgical.
It
all right. Thank
really
you.
Well.
Thank you, Bill. We're going to close it out with Jake.
Jake's gone.
Oh, is LaDonna still
there? Yes.
What a beautiful name, LaDonna. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, my name is Madonna.
Well, no, Madonna. I'm sorry, it's not, because Dan says it's LaDonna. That's what he has on the screen, and so that's your name.
Are you the Madonna?
I am I'm the Madonna that calling to sing your praises a week ago on Sunday, and I don't come to your animal clinic. I live in St. Charles. You took an emergency call from me, and you gave me some really good help and eased my mind, and I'm just calling to tell you thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's sweet of you.
It was our dogs had the coughing and that viral infection to where they were gagging, and it was constant. And you were very kind to take my call, and I just wanted to call and tell you I appreciate it.
Well, I was a neurotic parent, so I'm a neurotic vet, so I like to be around.
Well, that's very nice. Aww. Madonna, if I were you, I'd move closer so that he could become your regular vet.
I hear you. Okay. Well, thank you,
Madonna.
Thanks, Madonna. I love your music, honey.
Yeah. Especially that Vogue thing.
Yeah.
That's really well done.
Yeah.
Well, you've done it again, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to do it again next Wednesday, just say
the
word. Okay, he says he will do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's a wrap. And
be careful on Halloween, guys.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. I know, you're not going to remember that number. You can look it up. You could Google it, whatever. But maybe you can remember this, STL, three letters. That's the app. STL Taxi, actually. STL Taxi, that's the app. It's free. It's easy to use. Good way to get a Laclede cab. Now we're going to go check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic looks. Tim?
Meet.
Sydney overpass, that's still shut down. Now, they do have the dump truck on its wheels and behind a tow truck, but they have not reopened the highway yet, and they're forcing folks to get off now at 3200 South Broadway. We may have a crash. It looks like we've got some kind of incident on southbound 141 before Highway 21 because traffic is backed up a little bit south of Gravois Bluffs. Southbound 270 and stop and go now from Paged or Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass and some slow pockets down through 44. Southbound 170 jams up from Olive down through Highway 40. Still looking pretty good, just a little off the pace now on eastbound 270 between McDonald and 170. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. John Landolf. If Oprah were introducing him, she'd do it like this. John Landolf! You know how she always made a big deal?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
but that's not how I'm going to do it.
You get a car, and you get a car.
And you get... John, how are you?
What is this?
John, did you read the email that I... John, did you read the email that I forwarded you today about the guy who wrote and said you need to not be quite so sensitive about everything?
Me? I should be sensitive?
No.
Okay,
he said,
Frank, maybe if you weren't so
he
mean
said, no,
to me,
no.
maybe
see,
if
this is exactly what he's talking about.
Maybe you didn't think it was so cool to make fun of
this
me.
This is exactly what the guy's email was discussing. All I said was, that's how Oprah would introduce you, and then now you turn it into something
Let
else.
Let me ask you this,
yeah.
Kenya.
Yeah.
How about, hey, John, how are you? How's the day?
We've done that, and that didn't go well either.
How's the end of the month going, buddy?
No, if I said, hey.
What can I do to help you sell more cars as opposed to, hey, how's your nose?
John, you know? we never said, hey, how's your nose? We've never done that. And if I said to you, hey, John, how's the end of the month going? You know what you'd say? Well, what does that mean? How's the end of the month? You're not concerned about the rest of the month? You only care about the end of the month? You know, there's more to the month than just the end of the month. That's how it would go. We don't know what to do anymore. We don't know.
There you're making fun of me. Do I like that kind of mimic your laugh?
It's called doing an impression.
I mean, that's kind of how you laugh sometimes.
Pretty good.
I'm lining up counseling for both of you.
No, if you do an impression of someone, that's not making fun of them. It's just doing an impression. Like, Dan, give him the Walter Cronkite.
Go ahead. That's flattery, too.
Give him Walter Cronkite.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live. John Landoff Chevrolet.
Now, see, that's not making fun of Walter Cronkite.
It's the most sincere.
It doesn't sound like Walter Cronkite either, okay?
It sounds just like him. Just like him. Or if I say...
Oh, boy.
I'm making an offer. I can't refuse. I can't remember the last time you had me over for a cup of coffee. That's not making fun of Marlon Brando. That's just...
That sounds more like my buddy Jay Andrews, who talks like he's got marbles in his mouth.
Well, I'm sure he sure felt good about what you just said about him.
No, it's the truth. I mean, every time you go out with him, when he tries to even order a meal, people go, I'm sorry, what was that? And he tries to repeat it. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, he wants the filet medium rare, so I have to order for him sometimes when we're all out.
I don't know if it's true. I read an article that Brando, when they shot The Godfather, he had Kleenex stuffed in his cheeks so that made his cheeks stick out and helped him sound like that when he talked. So I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like it could be true. So we're not making fun of you. It's just an impression actually is flattery. It's flattery.
Yeah.
It is. Except for one person that hates it. That's me. I can't stand it when people imitate me.
Take it easy, Mike.
I get you. Andy 48 back.
Sorry, John.
Your sponsors who you speak for should also know that your commercials are the only ones that I actually listen to. I especially love your John Landoff segment. I'm sorry, what was it? I especially love your John Landoff segment.
Oh, now he's reading the email. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
He decides to read that part of it. He reads
that part. I read all my emails. I answer every one of my emails. And let's talk about William and Colleen Ogden.
I'd love
to. From Edwardsville, Illinois, that came their big, their AM and the PM, and they came up and bought a vehicle, a Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, through Megan Dominic. So thank you.
Bill and Colleen, Edwardsville, Illinois.
That's quite a win.
I know there's a dealership closer, but they don't care. They went where they knew they'd be treated right. Thank you, William and Colleen.
They're great. So let's start this over again. Frank, how are you?
I'm having a fantastic day.
So am I.
Great.
It's a great day.
All right.
Great day. I had a big meeting this morning with General Motors Finance. They have taken the place of GMAC. GMAC went out of business during the financial debacle. But it was great. But I'm not good at sitting. I don't know about you, but, you know, put me in a chair at a desk and say you got to sit here and listen to somebody else speak for a couple of hours. I mean, I am just terrible.
Well, first of all, I don't go to any meetings. I don't have any meetings at the radio station. I don't know how you do it. You have to meet with salespeople regularly. You have to meet with the service department. You have to meet with the administrative people and the billing people and marketing. You have to meet then with General Motors people and the Chevrolet division of General Motors people. I don't know that I could do all that. That's a lot of meeting that you have to do. Then you got to leave town and go to other meetings out of town.
But you would hold a great meeting. You could be a motivational speaker.
Oh, I would be if I were conducting the meeting.
Unless I was in the audience, then of course you'd be making fun of me.
No, see, that's not true.
Now, the sales meetings and a lot of those meetings you conduct, right, John?
Yes.
I think you said it's different when he's talking, but having to sit and listen to somebody else.
Let me ask you this. When you speak, when you have a meeting and you're up in front of people, do you try to tell a joke?
Yes, I always inject humor, you know, try to get, everyone back on point. Because if you talk too much, no matter how much important information, you just can't comprehend it. Some people just can't comprehend everything, even if they're taking notes, you know, we start to wander. And now, of course, with these wonderful smart devices, you know, I tell everybody in my meeting, first thing, me included, flip your smartphone upside down. Now, if you're expecting a call from a customer, if you have a loved one that's in the hospital, you're waiting for it, then that's important, okay? But, you know, let's full attention, eyeball to eyeball, because I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to point to somebody and ask a question and make sure that they're paying attention. And are they...
That's embarrassing. When somebody, you can tell they're drifted off and they're kind of not listening, you go, and what would you do about that, Tom? It's like in school. I used to get that in school. The teacher would go, and how would you handle that, right? What? And they know you have no clue. They don't know what they're talking about. That's embarrassing. Now, back to you said you like to inject humor. Can you give us an example of a recent meeting that you conducted where you injected humor, maybe a joke you told? Can you think of
something?
I just
want to continue reading this email a little bit from Ron. Also, John needs to be a little less sensitive about the teasing that you do in the segment.
There you go, right there.
He needs to understand that he is like family, and you love your family members. You always tease them a little.
See, he basically said... He said, we love you. That's what he basically said.
Yeah.
It's a sign of affection, Frank, that you have for me.
Yes. It is.
Now, you should read that again and understand what he's saying.
That you love me.
That's what he said, yeah.
All right. I got to tell you, I've had so many people today with this weather going, man, are you getting excited for duck season? I'm like, yeah, but...
Well, I wonder why they'd ask you about duck season.
That's what I do. Because you know what's going to happen? The season starts Saturday. It's probably going to be sunny and 64.
It's not supposed to be. They're calling for rain on
Saturday.
That's what a duck hunter considers miserable weather, mid-60s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to blow the duck call all the time, much more than I do now because I do own the place. But back when my dad was primary owner, he'd walk in my office and he'd close the door and he goes, you know how silly you sound blowing that duck call? And he looked at me, he goes, you know, they all know you're a little different, but you don't have to make it so obvious by blowing that duck call.
Now, was he a duck hunter?
No, my dad, the outdoors to my dad, God love him, God bless him, the outdoors was laying by the pool. That was the outdoors for him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Where did you get that?
He had 15, almost 20 acres of undeveloped land out back. And I mean, I know I brought the four-wheeler over years ago. And I said, hey, come on, get on the back. Let me take you down and show you this land that you've never seen. He's like, no. I'm like, why not? He goes, you might kick me off this thing and leave me down there. I'll never find my way back to the house.
No, he didn't hunt at all.
Where did you get it?
Where did you pick it up?
When I went to school down in Texas, I just, you know...
If you go to Texas, spend any time in Texas, you'll hunt.
I mean, you know, back in 76, 77, 78, the places, the ranches that I hunted are now, they're Richardson, Texas, and Plano. Those are all just ranches back way back then. But, then I...
And did you realize, John, did you realize just then you...
snorted?
Did you realize you did that?
See, that you telling me you love me right now.
That is exactly what it is. Thank you. I'm glad you finally caught on.
Yeah.
That's my way of saying.
Now that I continue to read, Ron, you know, Ron, thank you very much for breaking the ice and letting Frank know that he's.
Pion, can you play back John snorting? Did you capture that? Here, let's play that back for you. Play this.
I was a kid in Plano, Texas.
Oh, brother.
See, you don't hear it quite as loudly as it comes over on there. Play it again, Pia.
You're laughing.
That's you.
That's right, buddy. That's me.
Yeah, that's how you handle it.
I'm the one that you love. I hope your wife's not getting jealous right now because I know
she
loves.
No, she's not. I want to thank those listeners in Edwardsville, and I want to thank every AM and the PM person who has ever bought a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Landau, and we will continue to thank you. And my question to all of you folks is, if you're AM and the PM, I want you to give me any good excuse for why you would buy anywhere else, because I don't think you could come up with one. You're not really AM of the PM if you buy a Chevy anywhere else. I don't know what else to say. So we'll keep sending them to you.
Thanks for the love, buddy.
You betcha.
You're the best.
And now it's phone number.
You're here late tonight.
Phone number
and
time.
Beautiful, and the phone number is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And if you want to get your vehicle in for service, things have slowed down a little bit, so we can get you in immediately. And also, we need technicians. We need, whether you're in the military and you were working on vehicles and you're looking for a job, please come see myself, Bruce Weiner. We need 5 technicians. We've got one of our best technicians, Bob Deisman. He's retiring in a month. And,
well, he must be good. You need 5 people to replace him.
Yeah.
That guy was good.
Yeah.
We have a service edition, Frank.
Oh, okay.
For that little service edition?
Yeah, I remember.
All right.
Hey, when you say late, late, lady, reminds me, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but years ago, there was The Late Show, and then there was The Late, Late Show, and I think they were movies.
It was on Channel 4.
Yeah, it was The Late Show, then The Late, Late Show, and there was The Late, Late, Late Show.
Yeah, and it would stay on because all the other TV channels went off.
Yeah, and they were usually movies or something. That's what it always reminds me of. So when he says late, 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 he means to emphasize it because they'll stay there if you want them to till the deal is done. Whatever time
that's
that is. All right, John, they're on the way.
Love the AM and the BM crowd. Now that they all know you love me, Frank.
Life is good.
It's out there in the open.
All right, thank you, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, this guy writes me a great email and says he doesn't understand. And it happened again today. Now, how did we start off? It was an innocent, and he took it and turned it into some...
You did the Oprah.
Yeah. Why don't you just be like Oprah Winfrey? What are you trying to do? I guess from now on we just go, hi, John.
And that's all business.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, all right. Nothing. Hey, we're going to take a break and come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Going to get a check on traffic. We know how Tim Weiland is. He's always great. Here's Tim.
Hey, so when was the Bijou Theater? Remember there was the Bijou?
Oh, my goodness, yes, the Bijou. That was also Channel 4, I believe.
Yeah,
right.
That was after there was the late movie or the late, late movie, and then there was the Bijou. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Boy, we're aging ourselves.
When I was a little kid in Memphis, Tennessee, WHBQ, Channel 13, I believe, there was a late night, they played horror movies, and the host was a guy dressed as Dracula, and he called himself Savad. And it took me a few years to figure out that's Davis spelled backwards. So this guy was probably named, you know, Bob Davis. And so he comes up with Savad. And there's just certain things you don't forget when you were a kid. And it was much like that Elvira
out
in California. He was the local version, I guess, of that.
But now is it Steve Savad or no?
No. That's something different. That's different spelling. No.
Yeah. Okay. They just cleared an accident. They just cleared an accident on westbound Highway 70 before Zumbel. They had two left lanes blocked. They've moved it off to the right shoulder. But boy, traffic is jammed up now from the Earth City Expressway. They've opened a lane or two on northbound 55. It was at the Sydney Overpass. So you're running slow from about we'll call it Potomac up through Arsenal, and then things start opening up a little bit. But southbound 55, you're jammed up. It goes back all the way to the Museo Veterans Bridge, and that goes to about Highway 44, and then things open up from that point. We still have southbound 170 jammed up from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, we're slowing right at Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was 6. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Thousands of families have benefited from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, and more than 700 families, and the number's a lot higher than that, have successfully been able to stay in their own homes. It's something they ought to be proud of. And, Steve, give me one of those success stories.
You know, I'm just looking at the one right here on my desk right now, Steve. And first of all, you have to understand that our company, Doug and I, we derive a great deal of pleasure and satisfaction of being able to do this. But here's a guy, three kids, single father, out of work for 12 months, FHA loan, came in here with foreclosure sale date within 30 days. We're able to stop the foreclosure, we're able to contact his bank, bring his loan current, and we ended up dropping his mortgage payment down to a number that was affordable to him based on his new income.
That's the type of thing that makes you want to get up and go to work in the morning, right?
That's how we do it, sir.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, the success stories tell the story. Call the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. Now, John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill. Running or not, and get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clavlin segment, starring Bill Clavlin along with Bruce Limpurst in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It's easy to use. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Clavlin. Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Bill. It's going fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to Mr. Londoff. You know, if I got whiny every time you guys made nose jokes about me, I mean, you know, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a good example. Thank you. Good example.
Al Gore today claimed that so-called climate change is making people dumber. Yeah. I think that may be true. I mean, Al Gore has never been dumber.
Good one.
And the same climate forecasters say the Middle East will experience heat that will approach and exceed the threshold of human tolerance in the coming decade. Yeah. In fact, they say it'll be so hot there that women may be allowed to expose their ankles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Feel bad for those gals over there. Have you seen this Royal Caribbean robot bartender? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So Royal Caribbean has these robotic bartenders. They could shake drinks, cut lines, and precisely measure alcohol. And they're adding more of them to some of their newer ships. Not to be outdone, Carnival Cruises announced they'll soon be adding plumbing. And
plumbing?
Plumbing, yeah. People always are getting a bait. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Saying Carnival is plumbing. Not as good as...
Yeah. Yeah. They have some issues from time to time. And finally!
Now it's funny.
Well, a new survey out just in time for Halloween says that of all of the politicians, Hillary Clinton is the scariest Halloween costume.
Hmm.
Yeah. When reached for comment, Bill Clinton said, tell me about it. Bill Clinton's segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clinton on the Big 550 KHRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Bill Clinton. Courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. We have another Halloween joke coming up here, and then folks, call your friends and neighbors, because tomorrow, the Freddie Freeman Show. I know, I can hardly believe it's been a year, but it'll be Freddie Freeman. And I'm telling you, I'm not kidding, I was thinking about this today. What I've done is I've taken a joke that should take about easily less than a minute to tell. And the original joke was... Little boy's a speech impediment. He goes to the door, and in less than a minute, you hit the punchline, and it's become longer. And I'm actually wondering, is it now just too long? I mean, is it just too ridiculously long? I don't know. Until I do know, tomorrow it'll be as long or longer than ever until I decide to go back and take it in its original. I don't think I can help it now. Every year, the mission is how much more can I add to this Freddie Freeman joke? So if you don't know the joke, tomorrow will be the day. Amini's has a terrific opportunity to do something for you to do, something really nice for Cardinal Glennon Hospital. And in the process, save yourself a lot of money. You can go to Amini's. Be sure to tell them, first of all, your AM and the PM, and say, I would like to purchase the $50 Glennon card. What happens when you purchase that card is you automatically are giving $50 to Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Now, here's the other good part of this. You also, through November 1st, get 20% off just about everything in Amini's, and 20% off at 300 other vendors. And they'll give you a booklet on all the participating merchants are in there. All this because you gave $50 to Cardinal Glennon. You get 20% off all kinds of things through November 1st. I think you know where Amini's is located. You can't miss it if you're going out 40 or 64, if you want to call it that. Look to your left if you're going west. There'll be one building that just jumps out at you. It's the one with the copper top. That's Amini's. Wheel in there, again, tell them your AM and the PM, and get ready to have your socks knocked off, because they've just reached